Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, as the weather cools down, a beloved insect makes a return to the California coast. The famed monarch butterflies are making their epic migration from the Rockies to California. But in recent years, scientists have seen significant declines to slight increases, leading scientists to question why their numbers are fluctuating. One key to unlocking this riddle are butterfly counters, who help provide a tally of monarch butterflies fluttering along our coast. Earlier this year, Cap Radio's environment reporter Manola Sakaida took a trip to Pacific Grove to better understand how both monarchs and their dedicated counters descend upon the coast this time of year to measure the health of these incredible creatures. And we thought what a perfect time to revisit this piece and take a trip to Monterey County. Manola, you're new to the area. You came here from Seattle. What was it like to travel to the coast to Pacific Grove and report on this story?
Right. So for some context, Pacific Grove is this small town by Monterey that's been this big destination place for people who want to see monarch butterflies in the winter for a really long time. And typically what happens is that thousands of monarchs will settle in Pacific Grove anywhere between October to, you know, as late as mid-February to wait out the colder months before continuing their migration. And that part of the migration is called overwintering. So yeah, it was my first time in the area, and it was also my first time getting to see monarch butterflies up close. And it was just, you know, really amazing to see these huge clusters of butterflies up close, just in numbers I've never seen before. So it was a really amazing experience, and one that I hope we can still have more opportunities for in the future.
You spoke with three butterfly counters one morning. What does a butterfly counter do? And it's really important, right, that they do their work as the sun is rising?
Yeah, exactly. Basically, a butterfly counter is a person that's been trained to tally monarch butterflies in a specific area and keep track of them. And it's part of this larger statewide effort to understand where monarchs are coming together, you know, how many of them are there in certain places each year. And all of this is with the intention of helping conserve their numbers in the future. So yeah, I got to spend some time with butterfly counters in Pacific Grove for this year's count. And it was a big deal since last year, there were no butterflies in Pacific Grove to count at all. And right, it has to start at sunrise because it's really fast work. Butterflies can't fly when it's cold outside, but once the temperature passes 55 degrees, they start to fly off in these big bursts. So basically the counters have to finish counting the butterflies before it gets too warm. And then, you know, they're all over the place. It's impossible to count them. So yeah, they start at sunrise and it takes a while. And when I was there, it took about 2 hours.
And it's all volunteer run, or the volunteers are counting. How did they become involved?
Yeah, the volunteers don't necessarily have a research background or a science background before becoming counters, which I thought was really interesting. The volunteers I met were people who lived in the area and were passionate about butterflies for all kinds of reasons. And also, like one counter told me, just, you know, really believe in community science efforts like this one. So yeah, that's how they kind of became interested. And then what happens next is that you can get a training through the Xerces Society, which is, the full name is the Xerces Society for Invertebrate Conservation. And they have led a lot of these documentation efforts of monarchs and have been tracking them for a while, and have this open training for anyone to learn how to do that.
So what is the training like to count butterflies?
It starts with this counting process, this really special method for counting butterflies. It's like an estimation. One of the counters I spoke to actually said it was kind of like counting jelly beans, but if the jelly beans are moving around. So it's like an estimation where you look at these big clusters of butterflies and then use this method of counting butterflies that, you know, obviously you can't count one by one. And it also helps you to do it quickly before they start flying around.
You mentioned that last year there weren't butterflies to count, which is just really scary given that, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions have been known to fly through our area. What is going on with the monarch butterfly population in California?
Mm-hmm. It's this big, you know, decades long issue that's been going on. But basically in the 80s, there used to be millions of monarchs that would migrate through California every year. But yeah, in recent years, that has really changed. Those numbers have really dwindled. And in 2020, last year, there were less than, or I guess a couple of years ago now, there were less than 2,000.
It all feels the same.
California. But anyways.
You said less than 2,000, correct? I'm sorry,
less than
I interrupted
2,000.
You. Yeah.
No, exactly. But this year there was, you know, a really huge boom that kind of surprised everybody. And the official count that was tallied in November counted about 247,000. So in this year's migration. So that was, you know, a really big boost from what we've been seeing in recent years.
Oh, yeah. From, you know, less than 2,000 in 2020 to now more than or nearly 250,000. I mean, that's great. But overall, the number is declining. So why is that number declining in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically what I've been told is that there's not really a single reason that this is happening, but researchers have some guesses. And one guess that I heard over and over again was its connection to climate change. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, monarchs are so sensitive to temperature and weather. And if temperatures rise earlier than usual, there's concern that it could mess with their migration cycle. I also talked to Liza Murphy, who's the director of education and outreach at the Pacific Grove Museum of Natural History, about this.
They've been adapted over thousands and thousands of years to a certain rhythm of nature. And now the pace of the change of nature is so much faster. They can't possibly adapt to spring arriving a month early or rain arriving 2 months late.
Yeah. And obviously there are going to be consequences to that as well for years. Mm-hmm. What should we make of this sudden boom in the population?
Yeah, so I also talked to Serena Jepson about this big boom, and she's the director of the Xerces Society, which I mentioned earlier, specifically the Endangered Species Program with them. And she told me that likely the boom was the result of just having, you know, the right conditions during breeding season last year, you know, maybe the right temperature, a good amount of milkweed, which is what monarch larvae eat. And it's not really certain if that is going to happen reliably again. So even though this year is a good thing, it doesn't mean that the future of monarchs is completely certain.
It's a very hopeful sign. And it, to me, it says we have a little bit more time to work on recovering the monarch population. They have not been wiped out as we had feared last year.
Yeah, and we're learning, you know, how sensitive monarch butterflies are to weather patterns. I mean, the individual before was saying, you know, if they can't adapt to spring, they arrive a month early or rain arriving 2 months late. What happens if they leave too early? How can that affect the population?
Yeah, so some researchers worry that temperatures warming earlier in the year might be a signal for monarchs to also leave their overwintering spots early. So, you know, like leaving Pacific Grove too early. And anecdotally, the butterfly counters I met told me that they'd seen butterflies leaving earlier than usual, you know, as early as mid-January, when usually they leave a month later than that. And the danger with that is that they could leave before their food source is ready, you know, milkweed, and that can have all these rippling effects. So, you know, if food isn't available when monarchs breed and they have babies, you know, that can really cut back on the number of monarchs we'll see in coming years, because, you know, what happens this year really directly translates to the monarchs we'll see next year. So it's important to keep milkweed safe, and also to keep track of, you know, if monarchs are leaving too early, where they're going, and making sure that the habitats that they end up in are, you know, healthy ones.
You were learning about volunteers in Pacific Grove, but monarch butterflies are throughout the state and in our area. What can we do to help preserve this population or the species?
That was one of the, you know, really cool parts of this, is that, you know, again and again, I kept hearing that anyone can be part of this. So, you know, while we don't understand why this decline is happening, a lot of the work that's going on right now and tracking them can really help us understand and hopefully help them in the future. So, yeah, basically, again, it helps researchers just understand monarchs better and, you know, following that, keep their habitat safer and just, again, understand maybe a little bit more about why what's going on is going on. So, again, this isn't something that you need to be a trained professional to do. Anyone can contribute. You know, you can go through that Xerces training, but even, you know, easier than that, you can document sightings of monarchs or milkweed and submit that online. The map online is called the Western Monarch Milkweed Mapper. And right, yeah, all of that contributes to our understanding of monarchs as a whole.
And that was my conversation with CAP Radio reporter Manola Sakaida on the monarch butterfly counters in Pacific Grove. Now is a great time to head to the coast and watch these monarchs in action. That is it for Insight today. Have a great weekend. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.